Feds reveal Mexican drug cartels placing bounties on ICE agents with help from Antifa, Latin Kings. By John Binder on October 14, 2025. Department of Homeland Security, DHS. Secretary Kristi Noem says the Mexican drug cartels are placing bounties on the heads of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents, with help from far-left Antifa and the Latin Kings gang. On Tuesday, Noem revealed that DHS has obtained credible intelligence indicating that the Mexican drug cartels are offering $2,000 to those who gather information and expose the identities of ICE agents and their families. Likewise, the cartels are offering anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000 to those who kidnap or assault ICE agents and up to $50,000 to those who murder high-ranking DHS officials. These criminal networks are not just resisting the rule of law. They are waging an organized campaign of terror against the brave men and women who protect our borders and communities, Noem said in a statement. Our agents are facing ambushes, drone surveillance, and death threats, all because they dare to enforce the laws passed by Congress. We will not back down from these threats, and every criminal, terrorist, and illegal alien will face American justice. Emphasis added. Noem said the cartels are working in coordination with the Latin Kings, a violent gang based in Chicago, Illinois. According to DHS, the Latin Kings have deployed so-called spotters with firearms and radios on rooftops to track the movements of ICE agents in real time. Similarly, Antifa is helping the cartels in Chicago and Portland, Oregon, Noem said, by providing logistical support like pre-staged protest gear, exposing the identities of ICE agents, and obstructing the arrests of cartel-linked illegal aliens. The revelation comes as Border Czar Tom Homan disclosed, in an exclusive interview with Breitbart News, that the Department of Justice, DOJ, is investigating the financial means behind anti-ICE rioters. The Department of Justice is all over this. It's being worked to find out who is doing this. Homan said, I can tell you, they are all over this. They will find out who is funding this, and they will be held accountable. Watch, Tom Homan talks about where the death threats are coming from. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.